Ecuador is an environmentally diverse country in South America. With that in mind, Ecuador's national flower must be unique. With a name that means quat, equator, quat, Ecuador is a country found in the northwestern part of South America on the equator, bordered by the Pacific Ocean to the west. The country is home to animals and plants that cannot be found in other parts of the world. It also has a rich cultural heritage, beginning with the ancient Inca people and lasting into the present day. Ecuador is home to 5 different UNESCO World Heritage Sites, a testament to the country's traditions, priceless history, and architecture. This unique country is home to part of the Amazon rainforest, has a beautiful Pacific coastline, and has tall Andes Mountains. Ecuador is also home to Cotopaxi, the tallest active volcano in the world. On top of that, west of mainland Ecuador is the Galapagos Islands. These islands are known for being home to unique animal and plant life, including the famous Galapagos tortoises. Back on the mainland, the coastal plain region is an agricultural hub responsible for growing many of the bananas that people across the globe eat daily. Amid so much history, culture, diverse terrain, and abundant plant life, Ecuador has a lot to celebrate. In a region where more than 10,000 different plant species grow, the national flower has got to be something special. This article explores Ecuador's national flower, the chacaraga. Together, we will learn what makes this flower so unique and why it may have been chosen to represent Ecuador's plant diversity on a global stage. What is the national flower of Ecuador? Have you heard of the quat, flower of the Andes? Quat, if so, you have heard about Ecuador's national flower. Another name for the flower of the Andes is the chacaraga. Rather than just one plant species, the word refers to multiple species within the genus Chacaraga. This genus has plant species that grow throughout the Andes Mountains region, including Colombia, Chile, Ecuador, and Patagonia. These species grow in varied terrain, in both mountain and coastal regions. However, the particular species that Ecuador chose as its national flower is Chacaraga juiciu. Locally known as a chacaraga, Chacaraga juiciu grows natively in Ecuador and Peru in mountain highland areas between 3,000 to 5,000 meters, 9,842 to 13,123 feet, above sea level. Because it grows in the Andes Mountains, this species is also known as the quat, flower of the Andes quat, or the quat, walking flower. Quat, this flower plays a very important role in the ecosystem. However, this national flower of Ecuador is considered a vulnerable species at high risk of extinction. What is Chacaraga juiciu? Chacaraga juiciu is a flowering plant species in the family Asteraceae. This species is classified as a shrub. This low-growing shrub typically reaches no taller than 5 feet tall. However, as a highland-growing plant that appears in the mountainous parts of Ecuador and in Colombia and Peru, some hikers have observed individual chacaraga shrubs growing as tall as 10 feet on Cotopaxi, the famous Ecuadorian volcano. The chacaraga is branched and has rugged bark and small, pointy leaves. These spiky leaves can scratch those who brush up against the shrub or attempt to cut a branch off. The chacaraga flowers are yellow or orange in color and have small petals that grow in a tight, upright shape. Some climbers call it a mountainous flower or quat, Edelweiss of the Andes. Quat, while it is beloved, chacaraga flowers are also endangered. This is the case with many unique plant species in the Andes. Like in the case of the chacaraga, habitat loss, changes in the climate, deforestation, and unsustainable agricultural practices threaten the fragile Andean ecosystems. For this reason, chacaraga flowers should not be cut. Legally, you cannot cut or transport this vulnerable species. However, some people may be tempted to. Why? Because the chacaraga juiciu has documented medicinal properties. Where do chacaraga flowers grow? Chacaraga flowers only grow in very specific conditions. Like other shrubs in the chacaraga genus, chacaraga juiciu grows in rocky soils on slopes and in glacial valleys. The plants grow in dry areas and can bloom several times a year, producing vibrant yellow and orange flowers that appear individually on the plant's branches. This species is considered vulnerable because it can only grow in its native habitat in rocky, volcanic soil at high elevations. Because of this, it is not cultivated as a garden flower and likely would not thrive if transplanted into a confined garden environment. In its native environment, chacaraga plants are essential as a nectar source for pollinators such as hummingbirds and some insects. There, they have an established role in the ecosystem. What are medicinal uses for chakaraga flowers? Traditionally, chakaraga juicy has an important place in indigenous medicine. More recently, researchers from the Universidad de las Americas have studied the plant. These scientists found extracts from the leaves and flowers of the plant showed that it is a good source of polyphenols, carotenes, and vitamin C. A separate study implemented by the University of Navarra suggested the plant does have antioxidant, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory properties. Long before this present-day research, indigenous people used the plant medicinally to promote good kidney and liver health and strengthen the immune system. Because of this, the plant has long had an esteemed place in traditional medicine. For hundreds or possibly even thousands of years, local indigenous people have harvested the plant. Centuries ago, Spanish colonizers also discovered these benefits during the period of colonization. Though one may not cut or harvest this vulnerable national flower species, you may buy multiple other species in the chakaraga genus in local markets for medicinal use. While recent studies showed some benefits to consuming the plant's flowers and leaves, this research is still early and inconclusive. What are the other national symbols of Ecuador? Ecuador has multiple symbols chosen by the people and the government to represent their unique country. These symbols include the national flag, the coat of arms, the national anthem, and others. Here are more symbols that represent Ecuador. The national tree is the quina, Cinchona pubescens. The national animals are the Andean condor, the Galapagos tortoise, and the Ecuadorian birthday frog. The national colors are red to represent the blood shed by the soldiers and martyrs of the battles for independence, blue to represent the color of the ocean and the sky, and yellow to symbolize the abundance and fertility of the harvests and the land. The national instrument is the rondador, a corded pipe instrument. The national anthem is Quat, Salve, O Patria. Quat. These symbols, and others, represent Ecuador's history, government, and culture. Together with the national flower, they are an important way to learn about the country's values and heritage. However, Ecuador is diverse and has countless other foods, plants, and items that could give you a great window into Ecuadorian history and tradition. Learn a few of them. Or perhaps if you are ever hiking in the Andes Mountains, you can look out for the national flower and know its medicinal value and status as a rare, endangered species, and its role as one of many factors in the complex ecosystem of Ecuador.